Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Last time we learned about what the blessed person does, how we live, how we act. Psalm chapter 1 and verse 2 reads, "His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night." The law is God's law, and this is the word of God. The blessed person, that is, the truly happy person, finds delight in the Bible. Delight means a pleasure, a desire, and a valuable thing. The blessed individual and community finds the scripture to be a delight, a pleasure, a desire, and a very valuable thing, and so we meditate upon it day and night. Spurgeon says, "The law of the Lord is the daily bread of the true believer. To meditate in it, to read it by day and think upon it by night. He takes a text and carries it with him all day long, and in the night watches when sleep forsakes his eyelids, he muses upon the word of God." I love that image. Take a text, a passage of scripture, and carry it with us all day and all night. Interestingly, he then points out this truth. In David's day, all he had of the law of the Lord was the first five books of Moses. David, whom we believe wrote this psalm, was only able to meditate on five books. Today we have the full word. We have the Genesis through the revelation of Jesus Christ. We have the 66 books of the Bible. The complete canon of Scripture is ours. If only we will meditate upon it. And then the Victorian pastor of the 1800s gives this convicting challenge. Many of us may be able to say we do not do what verse 1 of this psalm tells us not to do. We do not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, and we do not sit in the seat of scoffers. But do we do what verse 2 says to do? Delight in the law of the Lord, and in his law meditate day and night? Spurgeon asks, is your delight in the law of God? Do you study God's word? Do you make it your best companion and hourly guide? If not, this blessing belongs not to you. Friends, according to this psalm and the testimony of all of Scripture, the blessed person is a Bible person. If you want to possess the happiness of the Christian, then find your delight in Scripture and meditate upon it always. And let me bring in a few more older voices to buoy this emphasis. Joseph Carle, an English minister ejected from his pastoral ministry by King Charles II, writing in 1647, "If we in prayer and dependence upon God did sit down and study the Bible, we should behold much more than appears to us. It may be, at once reading or looking, we see little or nothing, as Elijah's servant went once and saw nothing. Therefore he was commanded to look seven times. What now, says the prophet? I see a cloud rising like a man's hand. And by the whole surface of the heavens was covered with clouds. So you may look lightly upon Scripture and see nothing. Meditate often upon it, and there you will see a light like the light of the sun." And from our friend Thomas Watson, quote, "Meditation, by this we may take a measure of our hearts, whether it be good or bad. Proverbs 23:7, as he thinks in his heart, so is he. As meditation is, such is the man." Meditation is the touchstone of the Christian. It shows what metal he is made of. It is a spiritual index. The index shows what is in the book, so meditation shows what is in the heart. What a fitting analogy. Our Bible reading is not something we do to say we have done it. It is not on the day's checklist of things that need doing, as if we equate it with vacuuming or going to the supermarket or completing a deadline at work or school. We are to read the text, yes, and then meditate on what the Spirit of God is saying to us from the reading. Invite the Word to reveal the truth about what is in our heart and soul. Allow the Word to examine us down into the depths of our being and to call us to repentance before Jesus. It is in meditating upon the written Word that all that crud and corruption is dug out of the heart and laid before God for His cleansing forgiveness. Brothers and sisters, we have got to get well beyond a kind of our daily bread Christianity, something that can be read and then tucked away in 5 quick minutes. We have to move beyond the purely devotional to the heart of our lives. As Thomas A. Kempis said, "I have no rest but in a nook with the book." May it be that we, you and I, sincerely say likewise. We have no rest until we are in a nook with the book, the Bible, and we are meditating upon what we read day and night, night and day. Let's proceed, and in verse 3 of Psalm chapter 1, the blessings of a godly person continue. This is a great verse. "He will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither, and in whatever he does, he prospers." The analogy for the blessed man and woman is the tree. And notice 5 things about this tree. First, it is firmly planted. Second, it is planted by streams of water. Third, it yields its fruit in its season. Fourth, its leaf does not wither. And fifth, therefore, in whatever the blessed person does, he or she prospers. This is logical. Just follow along in the verse. Notice that this is not a wild tree, but a cultivated tree. He will be like a tree firmly planted. This tree has been taken from somewhere else and planted at a specific location, which we will come to. The farmer, or whomever planted this tree, he chose it from other trees. He cultivated it and brought it here. That's how it is with the people God blesses. The happy, righteous person has been chosen by God. He chose us from before the foundation of the world, according to Ephesians 1 verse 4. And he chose us from all people to be his people. He plucked us up from the mire of sin and transplanted us by the roots into his heavenly garden of righteousness. He brought us from the fields of sin to the fields of salvation. We are transplants, all of us who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. As Jesus said in John 15, verse 16, "You did not choose me, but I chose you, and appointed you that you would go and bear fruit, and that your fruit would remain." First, this tree is chosen and then firmly planted, just as we who are blessed are chosen and then firmly planted in Christ. I wonder what kind of tree the psalmist had in mind when he wrote this. A.P. Stanley, known as Dean Stanley, in his book Sinai and Palestine, published in 1856, strongly suggests this was the oleander tree. This is a beautiful tree that grows in Israel to this very day. It is an evergreen shrub with rose-colored flowers, and it grows on the banks of rivers, which verse 3 says. It is planted by streams of water. Its leaves are arranged in groups of 3, similar to a 3-leaved myrtle. Its ground leaves are poisonous. In fact, so poisonous that they're often used as mouse poison, according to Jewish sources. Well, listen to Dean Stanley. I'm quoting him now. "There is one tree only to be found in the Valley of the Jordan, but too beautiful to be entirely passed over. The oleander, with its bright blossoms and dark green leaves, giving the aspect of a rich garden to any spot where it grows. It is rarely, if ever, alluded to in the scriptures, but it may be the tree planted by the streams of water, which bringeth forth its fruit in due season, and whose leaf shall not wither. End quote. I believe David, the author of this psalm, had a specific tree in mind, and perhaps this was it, the oleander tree. Second, take note of where this tree grows. Verse 3 continues, planted by streams of water. These are streams, plural, of water. Spurgeon comments, even if one river should fail, he has another. The rivers of pardon and the rivers of grace, the rivers of the promise and the rivers of communion with Christ are never failing sources of supply. This is so encouraging to think about. We who are blessed are like this tree. We are well watered. This reminds me of what Jesus said in John chapter 7. If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture said, from his innermost being will flow rivers of living water. The picture here is one of the ways trees are taken care of in the Middle East. Water, like from natural rivers, is redirected to flow between rows of trees so that they receive a constant supply of water, which is essential to make them flourish and grow. Next time we will learn about the fruit produced by such trees, and water is required to make the fruit ripe for picking. Well, dear friend, are you blessed? Then you are like this tree, firmly planted by streams of water. What a refreshing way to think about how wonderful it is to be chosen by God Almighty to grow and flourish in His vineyard. Well, please join us next time as we continue to study Psalm 1 here on God Is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.